100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. I should sip some water. Why is it that I keep telling myself I need to walk? I wait until 9 or 10, and then I go walking when the sun is out, and then I forget to put the Band-Aid and the cream on the spot where they liquid nitrogen. It's not cancer, pre-cancer, who knows what, but it's looking better, I guess. I don't know, I'm not an expert. Anyway, it still looks red, although, never mind. And there's a cat in my lap. Yes, she is being very, very needy. It's the time of year when she's oh, so snuggly. Yep. And then ripping her fur out. She's one of those neurotic cats. Anyway, the weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. Did I already say the... I can't remember. Pick two, express, in my hand, expected, cut and dried, desiccation, and blocker. I'm just so disorganized. Anyway, I'll let you all tell your stories, and then I'll be back to ramble some more.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 944. It's a Pick 2 Challenge. So here's my story. The tree, struck by lightning, burned and sizzled as rain and wind slashed against the window of Sabrina's room. The nurse's frown faded to an apologetic smile. If it was in my hands, I'd let you stay. But these are the rules, cut and dried. I expected as much, Bilbert made to leave. No, Sabrina snapped, squeezing his fingers. Keep your hand in mine. The nurse folded her arms. Okay, you have until I give report in about 45 minutes. Bilbert glanced at her name tag. Thanks, Nurse Racket. Can I come back tomorrow? Earlier? She sighed. I guess so. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning, it's Richard. And for my Pick 2 story, I've chosen the prompts of Express and Blocker. It's called Express Checkout. I really don't know why I bother. Every single time, it's the same. I pop into the store, rushing as always, and up against the clock. So, of course, I choose the Express Checkout, as I always do. And, as I always do, I regret it almost immediately. The guy with more than 10 items. The woman with annoying kids demanding sweets and gum. The idiot struggling to swipe their credit card or fumbling for change. All of them delaying the line. Each one a blocker to my rapid exit. Express checkout my arse. Slower than the others. That may be based on a real story. So until next time, goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The guy stole my headset, and then the gun magically appeared in my hand, and I just had to shoot. I knew the detective wasn't buying my loony bin strategy. My lawyer told me to shut up, but I just had to talk. And I went on and on about voices, lots of voices. Can't you hear them? My lawyer said, shut up again, but I just had to keep talking. In court, my lawyer turned to me and said, voices, did you hear my voice? And then I was given life. Perhaps I should write a book about voices. And this is my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lazygoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my stories this evening are 3. 9:45, 8:59, 8:60. Here in Jungle Land. The children of the unforgiven told broken express lanes. No time to be expected. Inner longing, regret, hot shame. In her hand was his redemption. In his hand was the echo of pain. Whining out a fiery engine, cut and dried in the furnace refrain. She knew no reason to wait in the darkness. He was her savior, her light, her flame. This flight was his last. Wheels pounding in the rain. A wall of law behind them. A wall of law ahead. Desiccation of hope hardens the heart. But concrete blockers will end the game. Here in Jungle Land. A line of lawmen. A wall of cars. A hail of bullets and weight. Just at the edge of eyesight, the rat was making his run. Like the speediest falling star, brief and doomed, he never really had a chance. Gun the engines at that blue line and lose. Music was spilling out the window. In some broken down Homeric hymn, the barefoot girl kept time with its mournful beat that marked her last full measure of her empty life. In the end, it was just the sound of metal, then a silence you could cut with a knife. The rasp of the rain in the gutters, thumbs setting safeties, upturned barrels in the night. A trail of smoke above, a trail of blood below. Crossing the heart of the city, one less rebel meant one last reason to fight. In mourning, would there be a prayer for the rat? Would his passing even be noted? Would a mother cry for her child, for a good girl gone bad? When the song is finally written, who is forgotten and who is not? Only the strong stay strong, and the meek fade away. Burn bright the children of night here in Jungle Land.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
Here's where I keep them. Sealed away tightly. In airtight boxes to keep out the humidity. Cut and dried into cubes. The desiccation process preserves all the flavor, but makes storage simple. And none of those nasty smells to deal with. Then, when I have guests for dinner, I simply rehydrate a few cubes overnight, and use them to make stock. Or simply crumble them over the meal, to add a nice piquancy to the food. Delicious. I think so, anyway. My guests, sometimes, disagree. So I slit their throats, and use their bodies for the next batch of seasoning.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Every morning, Harry took the express train to work. He had been taking the local route, but after timing all the stops and delays, he saved a few minutes by driving to the next town over and boarding there for the express. Sure, it took a little more gas, but when the station offered free charging, he traded in his car for an electric and let it charge all day while he was at work. Henry was so proud of himself until the express missed a signal and slammed into a garbage truck. His blood-soaked briefcase landed in the weeds.
And that's all you got for this week's weekly challenge. Pick two, express in my hand, expected, cut and dried, desiccation, and blocker. Thank you to everyone who participated this week, and if you're running a little late and all that, well, don't worry, I can post your story up on the feed in a separate post, or if I misplaced it in Gmail or something. I've been pretty erratic these days. How long do I have to wait until the ENT can see me? It's just a comedy of errors, but that's life. Thank you all for being a part of this, and as always, I should probably say the next topic. See, I'm just, blood is thicker than water, which they'll probably want a blood sample too. Everybody does. Anyway, thank you all for listening, and as always, keep it brief.